This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Boy, where were we? We ended up talking with Dave in New York for a good chunk of the show there. The crazy guy who calls and, he wasn't as repetitive on our phones tonight because we asked him a bunch of questions and sort of threw him off his game. But if you actually were to go and look at his Twitter or his YouTube channel, you will see a lot of repetition.
He's got a Periscope channel, too.
Yeah, look out for Dave there.
If you're just a minute video about cucumbers.
However, if you are just tuning in here tonight, you don't know what we're talking about because you are just tuning in. And I want to welcome some of our listeners who only get this hour of the show, which includes our new listeners in Chattanooga, Tennessee, to News Radio 1150 WGOW AM. We'll say welcome aboard. That is a big talk station there in the Chattanooga area, and WGOW AM is carrying the show 7 nights a week. You get an hour on weeknights. You get all 3 hours of us live on Saturday and Sunday, so welcome aboard. Also, the WGOW is interesting because it has an FM side, but they have different programming on the FM, so we'll be welcoming them on Saturday night because they are the only show they get of ours on the FM side is the Saturday show live. So anyway, welcome aboard. If you're in Chattanooga, you probably have already figured out that Free Talk Live, if you've listened before, you figured out that Free Talk Live is different than your typical talk radio program. One, we're libertarians, like real libertarians. Two, we actually do open phones all the time. So unlike those talk shows where it's an hour of open phones once a week, no.
And then they take a call.
One call. Yeah, and we do it all the time, every single week, every single night here on Free Talk Live, 3 hours a night from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. Those are our live hours. If you're not listening live, then you can always call in live when we're live, and then you can hear yourself later on your favorite radio station. So, it's Ian, Melanie, and Daryl in the studio here tonight. Earlier in the show, we were talking about some really bad behavior on the part of school bureaucrats, specifically telling students that they have to agree to dance with a person who asks them to dance. Now, I misunderstood the story initially, and I thought it was only being told to the girls at the school, but it turns out that everyone must say yes when asked to dance at a certain school. It's either a specific school or a district of schools in Utah. And that was the story that we actually opened the show up with, which led to a larger discussion about a teacher that in Alabama was convicted and sentenced to 3 years in prison for having consensual sexual relations with more than one student, apparently, and the students were over the age of consent in this particular case. But there's a law in the state of Alabama that says that it is illegal for specifically school staff to have any kind of sexual contact with students, even if it's not at the same school, even if it's a completely different county away from the school in question. But she's basically saying this
if
is unconstitutional.
If the student is under the age of 19.
Correct. She's basically saying that's unconstitutional, that's discriminating against the school employees as opposed to other people in their jobs. If you have a boss, for instance, who's having sex with an underworker, that would be completely legal in Alabama, whereas school teachers...
And, I think a better example, instead of just your boss,
somebody else's
anyone
boss
who has a management role...
Yeah. That's how absurd this would be if it were applied across
the board. So, you know, like a 20-year-old guy that's a shift supervisor at
Starbucks
couldn't then, you know, still keep dating his 18-year-old girlfriend that's in high school.
That would be how ridiculous it would be if that law were applied across the board.
Correct.
As it is being applied to the school employees. And so that's why a district court agreed with the former teacher in this case and said this is an unconstitutional law. The state is appealing it, and so that's why they're going to the state court of appeals. Her name in this case, she's now in her 30s, but Daryl, you said you looked at a different story, and apparently she did this act in her early 20s.
I must be thinking about a different teacher then.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because there have been a couple of stories recently about teachers
in Alabama.
I think in Alabama. But the story that I'm thinking of specifically, there was the 22-year-old teacher that had a relationship with an 18-year-old student.
Parker and her husband, both Pickens Academy teachers at the time, were arrested in March of 2016. Yeah, so that would have been, she would have been like 30 or 29.
Yeah.
Charlie Parker was accused of having sexual contact with a 16-year-old male student 13 times between October of 2014 and a few days before her arrest. She was charged with engaging in sex with another 16-year-old student at his home the following June for encounters that allegedly occurred before the incidents involving the other so-called victim. Her husband, James Jamie Franklin Parker III, age 33, was accused of having sexual contact with a former female student 6 times between December 2014 and May of 2015. He pleaded guilty and has a sentencing date set for June. She taught elementary school classes, computer classes, physical education, and was the head coach for the girls' basketball team. Her husband taught math, was the boys' head basketball coach, and the Student Government Association sponsor. So how is it that she's, is this like, maybe they're in a school where there's a large age range of students, because she's teaching elementary school, but she's having sex with 16-year-old students. I know I went to school where it was age 4th grade through 12th grade, so there are schools like
this
that.
This is a private school.
Oh, right.
And a lot of times, private schools only have a building.
They have a large age range in those cases, is what you're saying.
So you've got, you know, all of the 1st through 4th graders in one side of the building, and, you know, the middle schoolers in another part of the building, high schoolers in another part.
Now, this one of the things that makes this story particularly unusual is that both she and her husband were apparently involved in sexual activities with teenage students. Normally, you know, it's like the husband or the wife is shocked and surprised.
Right.
Were they doing this together? I mean, or were they both separately having sex secretly with students? Or did they both know that they were each having sex with the students?
Well, if I had some time, I could scroll through the 81-page court docket that they have posted here on AL.com.
Yeah, I don't think it's worth that much research. It was just sort of an open question. It's an unusual case because of that.
Now, I did wind up finding the details on the 22-year-old teacher.
Was this also Alabama?
This was Connecticut.
Okay.
So 22-year-old former student teacher. So she wasn't actually a teacher.
She was an assistant.
No. So before you actually become a full-fledged teacher and graduate with your teaching degree,
right,
you have to do like a semester of internship, basically.
Yeah, you, like,
they
sit
call
in the class,
a student
right?
teacher. So she was a student teacher and track coach.
Which means she was young. On the
22.
Scale. Right, yeah.
Began having a relationship with an 18-year-old student who was in one of the classes that she had been a student teacher in, but the relationship began
after
her tenure or term of student teaching stopped.
Right.
So she was no longer in any kind of, you know, supervisory
role of authority
here.
So what happened to her? She went to prison?
That relationship ended, or rather began, at the end of December. According to the police report, the sexual encounters took place at the young woman's home in New Britain from December 25th through January 11th. Both the 18-year-old and the former teacher told police that it was the student who initiated the relationship.
Huh.
Former teacher told the police, quote, the victim was kind to her, according to an affidavit. Now, again, this is an affidavit, so it's probably through a lawyer and the lawyer changing stuff.
And how old was the so-called victim?
18.
So
4-year age difference here.
That is not a victim. That is not a victim at all. I mean, look, the dude or girl or whoever the 18-year-old was initiated the contact. It was after the fact of this person being their teacher in a supervisory role, but yet, presumably, she got found guilty and sentenced to something.
The story here is that she was charged again.
This is
less than a month.
Oh, this is fresh.
Barely a month.
This is fresh. Okay.
January 11th was when that relationship ended.
The toll-free number is 855-453. That's the number you can join us at here. You can also call us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm or join the Discord on-air call-in line. Go to discord.lrn.fm if you want to jump in there. Your thoughts on inappropriate contact with students or not.
March 1st.
More coming up here on Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You may Skype into the show. Skype username here is lrn.fm, and also Discord. Discord, you can join us there at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio here tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
We're talking about some things school-related, specifically in this case, the story out of Alabama about a teacher. Two of them, actually. We learned later on in the story that her husband was also charged with having sex with a student. Well, actually, not necessarily one of their students. The teacher, the female teacher, was actually an elementary school student, but she was having sex with 16-year-olds.
She was an elementary teacher, not elementary student.
Sorry, thank you. Yes, elementary teacher.
There were no elementary school students involved.
That's correct. The 16-year-old so-called victims here were involved, and imagine that somebody spilled the beans a lot of the time in these stories where, as one of our chatters, Christian Anarchist in the chat room, pointed out here, that normally if well, he said when he was growing up, if you managed to have sex with the teacher, you'd be awarded a medal.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
But the problem is, with these laws these days, as soon as somebody goes and blabs, which you can pretty much expect a teenage boy to go and do, at some point, you know, brag to his friends that he is boning the teacher, that then somebody's, you know, word's going to get around and somebody's going to get arrested.
Yep.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts, though. Also, do want to let you know about Zencash. You go to Zencash.com. It was created in 2017. It's another cryptocurrency, and I know there are a lot of cryptos out there. So how do you pick the right one? Well, you look at the features, and then you look at the founders, and you'll find out that the features here include zero-knowledge anonymity, which is a big deal. That means anonymous, if you want it to be. Decentralized autonomous organizations, they're doing that too, which was very, very good and successful for the Dash cryptocurrency. They've put some of the best technology together, and they've combined it with a philosophy of liberty. These are liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017. You can go and learn more about it over at Zencash.com. It's a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. In fact, speaking of decentralization, they've got over 6,700 secure nodes around the globe, which they say makes Zencash one of the strongest blockchains in the world. Go to Zencash.com to learn more about it. As we go to Bobby in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bobby, listening via the TuneIn app.
Yeah, when I was in high school, you know, I got sold a bag of bad groceries because when I went to the homecoming, they charged $95 per ticket. And so I was going to go to, because we live out here in Central Florida, and so we party in the groves. So we were just
partying in the groves?
The pre-party. And
you party in the orange groves?
Yeah, and we party in the groves. Yeah.
Okay.
That was our plan, and I was just going to do that, but one of my friends, you know, he had a girlfriend, and his girlfriend's friend, you know, they kind of let on that like me or something. So, you know, they said, you know, he was like, he told me I should ask her to go to the...
Yeah, but this is a radio show, so you cannot say the F word. I don't know where that story was going. He didn't get into...
To the orange groves.
Well, yeah, no, he sounded like they were going to go to the homecoming after originally deciding to the Orange Groves, but we don't know where that one was going to go. Maybe he can call and tell us another time.
Probably after the homecoming dance. Hey, let's go. The Orange Groves are kind of secluded.
I guess, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of Orange
Groves.
When
you're a teenager, you know, if you're going to do any fooling around, she lives at home, you live at home, you know, you don't want to be making noises that the parents are like, what's going on in there?
Right.
I imagine that there's not a lot of people walking around the orange groves at 3 o'clock in the morning
no,
when
probably
prom
not.
Lets out to catch you, so...
All right, so, yeah, we don't know where that one was going. Anyway, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can bring up anything you want, but if you say the F word or the S word or a couple of C words, we got to cut you off and hit the dump button. So, going on here, there's really nothing more to say on this story about the teachers, except for just sort of generally talking about it. There's not much more in the case with the students having sex with the teachers. And again, not even necessarily they were underneath those teachers. They weren't. They weren't under, well, I mean, so to speak.
Not under direct supervision.
They weren't under direct supervision.
Yeah,
they weren't
their
students.
If it's not their teacher, there's really no argument.
So you don't think they should have gone to prison? You don't think?
Yeah, no, not for that.
What if they were their teacher?
Then it's a prison guard prisoner kind of relationship.
Do you think they should go to prison just because they were teachers?
That wouldn't bother me.
God. Yeah, so. Anyway, you were welcome to comment here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Melanie, you must have had some just really terrible teachers in Louisiana when you were a kid, because I think a lot of us at least had a couple of good teachers during the time that we were
in school.
Okay,
but out of how many? So you're saying a couple of them were good. That's not a really high percentage.
Were
you in school for 13 years or something like that?
I would say that I probably had one or two teachers that I thought were absolutely awful.
Yep.
Probably four or five that were, they're really good.
Yeah.
And the rest were, kind of like
average,
lukewarm tater tots.
Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt it's a terrible system, Melanie. I'm not defending
it. Somebody was like, this system is so terrible. Let me go get in that system.
Yeah, some people want to teach. Some people want to teach. Have you ever actually talked to a teacher?
Yeah.
Like as another human being? Like not as in a class.
What do you mean as another human being?
Not as you're their student.
Oh, because if I'm in class, I'm not a human being.
No. I mean not as their student, but as an adult.
And also not trying to be condescending to them.
You're a teacher. You should die.
That's not a conversation.
Yeah, you're right. That's not a conversation to tell somebody that they're awful because of the job that they've.
It also doesn't accomplish anything unless you have a weird.
Well, what are you accomplishing then? I mean, by saying that all teachers are scum of the earth, basically.
Because there's no difference in that. Because what a lot of people, I don't know anybody. What a lot of people need is to be
insulted.
No.
You're
people insulting support the state because they don't understand what the state is.
And you're going to help them understand it by telling them that they're the scum of the earth.
I really don't think I'm going to ever convert any cops. I really don't think I'm going to ever convert any teachers.
Well, then, I guess you won't then. Because if you don't believe that you can, then you probably won't. But I can tell you.
But I've been told conversion stories that surprised me. I don't think I'm going to do that. But there's
you can't
a lot of styles
it.
You have to pick from. You kind of have to pick one.
So you're okay just being
a
bad guy. You don't have any interest in actually trying to connect with the human beings who've chosen to be teachers in their lives.
Okay, but it's not like I
most of whom because they wanted to help people.
It's not like I can just pick, I'm going to appeal to everyone because that's not a strategy.
Do you think that your viewpoint appeals to everyone?
No one's viewpoint appeals to everyone. That's why we need lots of viewpoints.
Right,
and
but
lots
you're not
of
even trying.
That appeal to different people.
You are not even interested in appealing to a teacher. You're not interested in hearing their reasons for getting into the business.
It's the same thing with cops. If I have to choose between cops and their victims, I'm going with their victims. If I have to choose between teachers and their victims who
realize you can be kind to everybody. You can try to actually have a conversation.
The victims of the people you're being kind to.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You on Melanie's side on this? Maybe you're a former teacher, you want to weigh in, or current teacher, you're certainly welcome to do so. This is Free Talk Live.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype in as well. Skype username's lrn.fm, or call us on the Discord, on air call in line at discord.lrn.fm. And if you get the choice, go ahead and use the Discord line or the Skype line over the phones, because they're generally going to sound a lot better. The dude actually who dropped the F-bomb on the air a few moments ago just called on the Discord line, and I was like, wait a minute, you're the dude who called. Sorry, dude, one call per night. We don't have a whole lot of rules on Free Talk Live, but there are a few, right? Like, you can't say the F word. You can't say certain words because FCC.
Well, those are more the FCC's rules.
Yeah, but there's still our rule, right? Like, we could let you, but then we'd lose all our radio stations eventually.
And then we would no longer be a radio show, so what's the point of any of this?
Right. And then.
Enjoy Arby's.
Now, that's a reference to a Twitter account, Daryl.
Yes.
Yes,
it is.
What is it? Nihilist
Arby's.
Pretty funny stuff. Be sure you check that out. But yeah, get on that Discord line there, discord.lrn.fm. And if you are looking to set up a home security system, you don't have to go through the hassle of installing one of those wired systems. You can get the Blink Home Security System at blinkprotect.com/FTL, that's /FTL like Free Talk Live, and you can get 3 Blink cams for what some of the other guys will charge you maybe for one of those wired cameras. It is so easy to do. You get the system, unpack it, put the batteries in, and then put the cameras where you want them, set it all up via your Wi-Fi-enabled device like a tablet or a smartphone. Super easy and fast. Go and learn more about it and get started over at blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL. Ricky is in the Commonwealth, and he is on Free Talk Live.
Thank you, Brother Ian. Good evening, Brother. Well, yeah, I'm here, Brother.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
All right. Well, you know, I've been hanging around these damn chat rooms, and I ended up getting there dropped by accident, but something horrible's happened.
No, what happened?
Well, there's good news and the bad news. The good news is they started trolling me about the damn deputy stuff, because I didn't mention it. Now, this is the good news.
About your claim that you are a deputy in the state of Pennsylvania?
Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
In the Commonwealth.
Okay, now, what happened is it was just last night, and this is the good news. Now, there's an individual on there that's a law enforcement officer. Now, those are the individuals that can find Ricky from the Commonwealth's verification. Now, it's not funny because...
It's funny when anybody talks about themselves in the third person.
It's funny when Ricky calls himself Ricky from the Commonwealth.
Yeah, but unfortunately, this whole thing ain't a laughing matter now.
Okay, let's get serious.
Okay, that came up because that person said he was going to call New York because he's some kind of former civil servant, and he's, I guess, cushy-cushy with the New York NYPD. He's going to get me arrested.
This is the guy in a chat room.
Yeah.
That this was an actual cop?
No.
No.
The cop is somebody I talked to personally off the damn chat. Now, he verified me. I got dropped. He verified me. Okay?
Hold on. Slow down. So what you're saying is you were in a chat room. People were making fun of you or trolling you because you claimed to be a deputy. And then you got kicked out of the chat room. And so a cop that you know verified you somehow. What does that mean?
He hit the databases. Now, that's the good news. Now, I didn't find out about that.
What does that have to do with you getting kicked out of a chat room?
Just don't worry about that now.
Well, I have to worry about it because I'm trying to make sense of this. You have to understand, you are a disjointed caller, and it's very hard for people to understand you. I mean, I had somebody telling me in the chat room today, Ricky, in our chat on the Discord at discord.lrn.fm, there is a character in there that calls themselves Alt-Right Sympathies, which, of course, makes me not really care too much what they think. But regardless, they were saying that they thought we should ban you forever because you're too hard to understand.
Yeah, well, that person probably don't speak English.
No, that's you?
Now, seriously, the pedophiles on Skype, I dealt with one of them. I was verified by somebody's law enforcement in this other situation. They weren't trolling me. It was serious.
You were verified as what? A pedophile or a law enforcement officer?
Deputy of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Now,
by the pedophile? How did pedophiles get brought up into this?
I don't know where that came from.
By the man that was a law enforcement officer. He's a state police. Mm-hmm. He was. Mm-hmm.
Was he the pedophile? You mentioned pedophiles on Skype.
There was that one chief of police who was demanding that the college girls take off their tops. Who knows,
a joke. I got called by the gamers later that night because everybody heard the verification.
The gamers.
Blank is here. The gamers. They're all 13 and... Under 16 years old. They had to be 13, 14 years old. I got called later, and they said, Blank is here.
They said what? What?
This person. I'm not going to give you his name he used on there. I questioned him in Miss Ashley's chat.
So basically, you're just being passed around from chat group to chat group like the chat group bitch.
This man's on charges already. He was brought in and released. Nobody knows why.
All right. Well, we don't either. Thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number here, and just for the record, we don't call him. He calls us. I mean, I can't... These chat groups, I mean, they must be bored to tears if they're calling Ricky from the Commonwealth.
And this is one of the reasons I didn't want to join the Discord.
He's not on the Discord.
I thought he was.
He's come in there in the chat room, but he doesn't actually talk, and he claims he can't make his Windows phone work in the voice chat room.
He probably can't make his Windows phone work.
Right. Well,
period. End of
but
sentence.
He claims he's an expert at Windows phones or whatever, and he can't even make it work. And so the chat room, the Discord, has been making fun of him for that over the last several weeks. Anyway, you can go and join our Discord at discord.lrn.fm, where they're talking about all kinds of stuff in there. So check that out. All right. So, Daryl, you were going to share something with us here tonight. I know that. I just don't remember.
Just the tip.
Something about tipping.
Yeah. So there's a story, and the headline here is, here's how this thing resolved. And I was like, what? I had no clue that this became a story.
Okay.
So I'm going to jump down a little bit into this story to give the backstory before giving the actual news story. So last week, a young woman from somewhere in the Miami area, Palm Beach Gardens area, Tamlin Yoder, she did work for Outback Steakhouse. She was fired.
Yoder's
because,
an Amish name.
Okay. Still, Palm Beach Gardens was the church involved here. She worked at an Outback Steakhouse. She decided to take a picture of a receipt for a $735 takeout order where she got $0 tip.
Damn.
Now, because she was the waitress responsible for this order, it meant that she didn't have other tables. So during her shift, she only made $18 in tips that day.
Not good.
She posts the picture of the receipt on Facebook and then wound up getting fired from her job at Outback.
Because she posted the receipt.
Yes. Along with some frustration. I don't know what was in that because the post has since been deleted.
Mm-hmm.
And the Miami Herald does not have a screenshot of it. Now, here's the update. After being fired for posting said receipt, she wound up actually getting compensated.
I presume that made the news, right? Like, that was a news story that she got fired after not getting a tip.
It's become news of waitress posts screaming rant, and here's a picture of her receipt. So the church wound up compensating her. She did not say how much, only that it totaled more than 20% of the bill. She did say a few church families came together and gave it to me. It was very heartwarming. She noted that Outback has not contacted her since she was terminated. The order in question, 25 steaks, 25 chicken dinners, and 25 sides of potatoes. Again, $735 order. The next day after posting, she was fired.
Let's talk about this because, you know, tipping is a strange custom that is confusing, I think, in a lot of ways. You know, you're supposed to tip 15-20% on good service at a restaurant when you're served, but I don't know if a lot of people consider takeout to be the same category of service. Do people tip on takeout? And if so, how much is the appropriate tip for a takeout?
You do for delivery.
There's more coming up here. Free Talk Live.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrency or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40
majority in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you can bring up whatever you want right here, toll free. In these remaining moments, we've got enough time for you. If you dial in at 855-450-FREE like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. Whether it's ridiculous rules for the student dance, as we found out about in Utah, or whatever happens to be on your mind, you can take control of the airwaves. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
And let's see. Oh, want to make sure you join us online over at freetalklive.com. We do have our Twitch channel. You can actually watch the show as we are broadcasting live here every single night. Just go to twitch.lrn.com. FM, and you can see us there in HD quality, which our YouTube channel does not have the HD quality. So if you're looking for the best possible quality feed, then go to twitch.lrn.fm. Plus, they've got their own Twitch chat room there, although the activity is all in the Discord. It's very, very rare that people are chatting in the Twitch. So if you're in the Twitch chat room and you're feeling lonely, just drop into discord.lrn.fm. It's been hopping in there all night long. As we continue here, Daryl, you've got a story about a church group that ordered us over $700 ticket from Applebee's? Where was
Outback.
It? Outback Steakhouse.
In the Miami area. It's the Palm Beach Gardens Church Christ Fellowship.
Yeah.
The Miami Herald has the story, and I know that those two places aren't too terribly far away. But it doesn't give, you know, the exact location of where this Outback was.
A lady who was the server who put this order together, apparently, ended up getting no tip on the deal, and that led to this conversation that they ended up making good.
She did wind up, when she was interviewed by the Miami Herald, she said, they told me they understood what was going on. They said it was not their intention not to tip, and actually gave me a list of jobs that were hiring.
How do you accidentally not tip, though? If it wasn't their intention to not tip, how do you intend to tip
how do you accidentally
to
miss
accomplish
that?
That?
Yeah, I agree with you there. I think that most people just don't consider takeout a tippable thing. And we actually, during the break here, my roommate is in the studio, and he's a professional, a kitchen professional, or has been for a couple of decades of his life at least. And so we turned to him.
He's got a lot of restaurant experience.
Right. We turned to him and said, all right, what's the standard, right? Because if you ask somebody in hospitality, they'll tell you the way it ought to be, because they're the ones who get paid crappy pay to do this job. And, you know, if you're a server, you live off of tips. That's how it is. And so that's why most people in the hospitality business will tell you it's not 15%, it's 20%. If it's a good service, you give 20%.
Right.
That's pretty standard. Now, he told us you don't tip on a takeout order. But he did make an exception when you explained to him that it was a $700 takeout order. He did say he would leave probably a $50
tip. He said, if you know that there's a wait staff that, you know, is compiling all of the food,
which you may not know.
Right.
So
you might not, but if you see that the person bringing you the food is not somebody wearing a chef hat or some kind of chef outfit,
not always be clear. And
but that doesn't mean they put it together.
I think that it's a fair assumption to think that if you're not using a waiter, then you don't have to pay for one, although that might not be the case with a $700 order. I mean, this is kind of really more on the restaurant. They took somebody who is the employee of the customers and used them for something where the customer isn't paying. I mean, so somebody got paid $18 for an entire shift.
Well, the restaurant screwed her in two ways then. They made her prepare the order, then they fired her for being upset and posting on Twitter.
She only got $18 in tips the entire day because she was so busy compiling this $735 order.
Yeah, I think that it's forgivable that somebody wouldn't tip on a takeout order, even a large one, because
if I was ordering a grand of food, like, I'm going to tip on that regardless if it's takeout.
I get you, but that's the problem. I mean, look, I support tipping. I do tip. I actually tipped on takeout today.
I don't necessarily tip them like the full, like, 25% or whatever, but I mean, like
a couple bucks.
Couple dollars.
Yeah.
Right. So if I go to a place,
you know, $8 meal.
Yeah, if I go to, let's just say, a Chinese place
meal,
and I place the order and then I take the food out with me, if there's a tip jar and I've got a spare single, I'll drop a single in the tip jar.
Right. Now, look, it's been said that if you can't afford to tip, you can't afford to eat out. Like, you should not go eat at restaurants if you are complaining about tipping. You can't afford it. And, you know, there are other ways to eat. There are more affordable ways to eat. You can go and go to a grocery store and make your own food and, you know, so on and so forth.
That's a lot cheaper.
But, and I understand, I get all of the arguments against tipping. I understand them, and we don't have time to go through the laundry list of them here, but there are certain people who are against tipping, and they have all kinds of arguments of, well, it ought to be this way, or it ought to be that way.
And don't engage in that system.
Well, you don't go to the restaurant, you mean.
Which is, going to the restaurant is engaging.
In this case,
there are people that
go to the restaurant
are philosophically opposed, and I'm using air quotes there, philosophically opposed to tipping, but will still go to restaurants where tipping is an expected thing to happen.
And then, if you don't know that
and
about that person,
those people should be, like, arrested for slavery or something.
Well, they should be ostracized at the very least.
Yes.
Usually you don't find that out until it's too late. It's like you're at the end of the meal with this person and then they don't tip.
I have no problem telling people what my philosophical beliefs are. So if this is really a strong philosophical belief you hold, you should have no problem telling the person who you're going to enslave that up front,
in advance,
hey, I'm not going to pay you.
Well, actually, believe it or not, there really was somebody who did that. His name was Mike Barsky, and he was an early mover here. And I don't feel bad saying his name because he made a big deal.
Because he enslaved waiters on a regular?
He made a big deal about this. There was a 17-page post on the NH Free forums, which you could probably go find right now if you really wanted to. And he makes all of the anti-tipping arguments there. Because the NH Free forums are where people used to hang out before there were social networking sites. So there was a long, long thread on there. And he actually did commit that when he would go out to dinner, and I witnessed him do it, that he would tell the server in advance that he wasn't going to tip them. But you know, if I come across somebody like that, I won't eat out with them. And if I do, I feel like I'm obligated to cover their portion of the tip.
Yeah, so that would happen one time. Yeah. I'd pay the waiter his portion myself, yeah. And then I would just not talk to that person.
Yeah. So let's go to your calls and thoughts here, whether it's on tipping or whatever's on your mind. We go to, he's Not Rusty, calling from Indiana, actually listening to us through Discord. Hello, Not Rusty.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, doing great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, you know, I was just thinking this guy, Ricky, from the Commonwealth, he's a pretty crazy guy, and I think that maybe we should do something with him, like get him on here IRL.
Get him on here IRL. Well, first of all, Ricky is in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I don't know how well off he is as far as, like, traveling to New Hampshire. But if we could meet up with Ricky, would we actually want him IRL? Because
well,
we can't shut him up.
Sure
you can't shut him up.
Yeah, right. You got to make sure you don't bring he doesn't bring his little 45 either.
Well, in New Hampshire, it would be legal for him to have a 45, but the problem with Ricky is there's a lot of problems with Ricky, but one of the problems with Ricky is that he's incoherent, and the nice thing about having him on the phones is you can say bye-bye and disconnect at any time.
So let me ask this question.
It's a little more awkward to try to push someone out of a studio.
As the program director of LRN.FM, if Ricky in the Commonwealth made a podcast,
no.
Would you put it in the podcast loop?
No, you have to be a libertarian. Or at least marginally, so.
And coherent.
Yeah, and coherence helps. Yeah. Hey, Not Rusty, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the suggestion, though. Let's go to the Discord on-air call-in line where Oopsie Daisy is on the line. Hello, Oopsie Daisy. You're on the air.
Well, hi there. How are you doing?
Hey, we're doing well.
You playing bongo drums or something there? What is that?
I don't know. What do you hear? Does it sound like bongo drums?
I don't know. I heard something. Anyway, what were you calling about tonight?
So I was listening to your conversation about tipping, and I'm the stereotypical, I am a Jew, I'm Jewish, I'm stereotypical, I'm really cheap, and I don't like to tip unless the person is earned. To me, it feels like it should be something that is earned by going above and beyond. However, I'm Canadian, so
that explains it.
They're actually paid here. When I'm in America, I do tip,
okay.
Because I understand that they're not paid very well.
That's good. They're
actually not paid at all. Most
like
paid
barely
it's very
I've
poor.
Seen the withholdings actually take, like, they get check stubs for $0.
Right, because the withholdings are based on what the tips are expected to be.
Yeah, I mean, if you live in a country where the restaurant pays the waiters, then you don't have to also pay the waiters. But if you live in a country where the customers pay the waiters and you're a customer, then you have to pay
Canadians
the waiters.
Canadians are notorious in the hospitality industry for being bad tippers, and that's because it's true. That's just what people say.
We don't understand.
Am I right about that, hospitality guy? Canadians bad tippers?
Are we? I'm sorry.
Non-tippers,
I apologize
on behalf
of us. It's because we don't understand not
Oopsie
being
Daisy,
paid
we are out of time tonight. Unfortunately, everybody decided they want to call in the last segment of the show as
Oopsie.
It tends to go. So we'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.